why G chooses to offer Icon a renewal, they're gonna call it quits but sign on a different label as individuals or maybe as a team moving forward.
I'll be more surprised if they renew. Nevertheless, happy for them. Maybe they're seeing something that we don't see.
Don't sign with YG. Don't continue a contract that's not in the service of your group now. Maybe the YG contract served them as a rookie group. So let's move forward and sign with a label that will allow them to pursue their individual interests without too much pressure of, you know, hitting the traditional benchmarks.
It's also interesting because why would you close with Freedom?
Welcome to this very special episode of Connie's Podcast. Also, Happy New Year, Iconics. My name is Din and I'm Icon Fast Fiction on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Pal, and you can find me at IconPicPix on Twitter.
Hi everyone, I'm PD Nim, and you can find me on Twitter under Fanatic.
Okay, so the gang is back together for this almost emergency episode, because as you heard from the intro, new year, lots of new news about Icon. Actually, it happened before the start of the year, but it'll count. So, as you all know, Icon terminated their contract with YG last December 30. It was released.
Yuhuni, pao, masaya. Ako pa, woo! Ganun lang.
See, different reactions.
Correct. Representative of the many emotions from the fandom. But yeah, it was such a surprise. So towards the end of the year, everyone is probably on holiday mode. And yeah, on their socials, they announced that all of them terminated their contract with YG. But that wasn't the only bit of news that actually happened. So ang daming nangyari after. Do you guys want to fill in on what happened next?
So apparently, they terminated their contract December 30. So, bilang mga busy kaming mga babae, hindi kami prepared. PD Nim was actually on a vacation. Dane is doing her book and also tending to Elio. And I'm doing house chores. And then all of a sudden, December 30, Rizal Day, by the way, in the Philippines. They decided to drop the bomb.
Heroism daw kasi.
An act of heroism.
That's the
You're starting a revolution. A revolution with a revelation.
Di ba may sinabi ko before?
Yeah, super considerate for the Filipino Iconics. Like for example, when the Hanbin news broke when he's leaving Icon, that was Philippine Independence Day. Alam ko, 10 a.m. June 12, 2019. Tama, di ba 2019 it dropped? And then I said na when Bobby also announced regarding yung future wife niya and then kakaroon ng baby, it's also on a Friday, like 5 p.m. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so considerate, so convenient. Meron enough time to process our feelings, ganyan. Talaga may time to really digest. So who would have known? For Filipinos, at least, good thing for us. Kasi December 30 is a Friday. Possibly non-Filipinos are, you know, iba na sa work and stuff like that. So sorry na lang. But for us, we're pretty lucky in that sense.
Yeah, it was a holiday.
They signed to 1-for-3 Entertainment ng January 1. So literally like, Happy New Year! So it was a Happy New Year for both Icon and Iconics. Pero yun nga, 1-for-3 Entertainment is not a very well-known entertainment agency. We did some Googling kasi dun lang naman kami pwedeng mag-research. And there are a lot of tweets also that tackles about who 1-for-3 Entertainment is. Apparently, it's a very young entertainment agency, like 2 years old. It was built noong 2020. Former YG artist or former YG employee yung may-ari noong agency. Doon mo makikita yung connection with the boys, also with the agency itself. So, yun. Pero ang weird nung pangalan, no? Like 1-for-3 Entertainment. Parang, yeah. Ano kayang ibig sabihin ng 1-for-3?
Well, ang assumption ko, given the repackaged logo ng Icon to
Same.
So I guess I love you, ganyan.
Yeah. I assumed them.
Yeah, pero what a tease lang, no? Na parang konting math na lang eh. Missed lapit na eh.
Minus 12.
Yeah, if you know what I mean, diba? Parang konti na lang, guys. May konting paasa pa rin until the very end. Grabe.
But to that point, almost immediately after the news came out. And I don't even know if this was true talaga. I didn't fact check. But 131 Label released a statement. Basically, they said, I think the translation was pretty straightforward, but it was something like, they don't have anything to do with like signing.
Yeah, that was a disclaimer na with what Dane mentioned. It's actually a directly translated information. Yun yung sinabi nila in Korean. But of course, there's always a better way of maybe translating it in English. But what we got is a direct translation that Icon's activities and Hanbin's activities are not gonna be anywhere related, at least for the time being. So that's how they translated it in English. But I think it was yun nga, directly translated from Korean to English. That's why it was phrased that way. So since December 30, they terminated. This January 1, 2023, they signed in 1-2-3 tuloy sa sabihin ko. 1-4-3. In 1-4-3.
All these numbers, guys.
I don't know why, but yes, 1-4-3 Entertainment. So, how did your moods, or at least in Stan Twitter, no, with what you guys saw, how did they take in the news? I think Dane also had a poll. So, I think we can look at that as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the initial reaction of people were, and to be fair, it still benefited YG and Icon. I hope they got a number of increased plays for Icon's Freedom that day. Because literally, that was the song being used as the anthem to what happened. People were posting like all these kind of concert clips of them performing Freedom, which is great. Like even me, napa-play ako ng Freedom and other Icon songs.
It's gonna bite me in the ass then. Like sobrang pagpupun ako sa Freedom na bakit lang ending Freedom. Para okay, fine. Like, sige, I would like to believe na ito nga, na there's this bigger plan. And it isn't just June's vanity that made them pick that as their last song.
Correct!
I really think that K-pop masters too, how they chose the set list, I think it's their way of communicating teaser that there is something that's gonna happen. And it involves Freedom. That's why we ended it that way, ganyan.
I guess looking back, I'm not sure if we're gonna reinterpret it again. Na parang may farewell turning new leaf yung lineup nila. Na, let's go through the key milestone songs and then Freedom and then the latest single. And then we're leaving YG. Sige.
I just realized the lyrics din pala, diba, is no sarang, 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 all we need is Freedom. But then they actually go to a label that's like, I love you. I wonder if there's like a connection there.
I know.
My God, that song is really life-changing.
I swear, that song, as in, who would have thought that yung longevity?
It's open for interpretation given the fact that there are these things going on.
Right.
So, yeah. I think in general naman sa feeds natin, I was kind of saying like net positive, pero there's hardly naman din a negative reaction. I think it's because then for quite a while talaga, people were in limbo and even us were guilty of also airing our own speculations on what will happen as evidenced by our intros that we've been plugging in our own theories about what will happen for several of our past podcast episodes. So it's not like a super bombshell. We know that something's gonna happen.
Yeah. I also think we saw it coming na naman eh. It's really either they're gonna sign again with YG or they're gonna terminate their contract. But I think what we did not take into consideration, if they're gonna sign again as a group or if they're gonna sign as individuals in different labels, diba?
Yeah.
Before we go to that point, ano bang nanalo dun sa poll mo, Dane?
Yeah, actually, pretty similar to what you had said. So there were four options of what would you want Icon to do next? First one was to start their own company or start their own label. Second was to sign with 131 Label. Third was to sign with another label altogether, like all six of them. And then last was to sign to different labels individually. And interestingly enough, I think the one that won was with 37% of the vote was Icon starting their own company, like Icon Inc. And then 35%, it was to sign with 131. And then the third one was for the members to sign individually in their label. So actually, interestingly, it got the least votes, yung Icon signing all together in a new label. But surprise, surprise, that's exactly what they did. How did your moots or your feed take the news of them signing to another label together or to 143 Entertainment?
In general, kasi, no one really thought that, you know, signing as Icon in a different label is possible, knowing the previous history of YG. And I think the only agency na gumawa nun would be JYP.
Yeah.
2PM keeps their name, diba? Yeah. They kept their group name as 2PM.
Yeah.
But
pero 2PM are signed under separate labels.
Exactly.
Kasi. So exactly. This is, I think, unique.
In YG kasi, never namang pinagbili ni YG yung rights nung group eh. Like, very rare instance yung they would still be allowed to use their group name and stay as a group, at least in YG. In JYP, I think it's already a given na it happened. Yung isa pang ganitong case is also Shinhwa.
Yeah.
But Shinhwa, okay mga bata, Shinhwa is a Hallyu group. Just so you know.
First gen siya.
So, si Shinhwa naman kasi they created their own company, diba?
Yeah.
So parang,
yeah.
We have never seen this kind of movement with a third gen group.
And PD Nim, didn't you say they had to, like Shinhwa had to really beg SM, is it?
Right, yeah, I remember that.
Right. I think they had to beg SM for it. SM ang Shinhwa, diba?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure if it went to the courts. Of course, we know that SM is traditionally not into
rap.
Yes. At least, for example, YG doesn't bar you if you leave them, kumbaga,
like here,
doesn't
right.
bar you from, yeah. you know, doing your own
from
thing.
Other opportunities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, although, for example, for YG, we don't have enough precedents kasi.
True.
Except for to anyone.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Wala pa tayong case na almost similar as this. Kasi the only group that disbanded, quote-unquote, kumbaga, was to anyone. And, you know, wala namang they move to really regroup or whatever.
Yes.
So, of course, very complicated. Mm-hmm. So, unlike, for example, with Icon na, I think, mas direct tong move na to. But what is funny, though, is that we've been, you know, speculating for the previous episodes, but we didn't really took that into account then, that possibility na all of them together as six would be still teaming up under the same label. So,
right.
So, yeah. So, pretty unique. And at least for this, easier to really corral group activities as well. But we'll see then kung ano klaseng direction.
Hindi rin natin alam to what extent they can sing their old songs. Kasi ibang battle pa yun eh. Unless talagang pinagbili yung rights to, you know, like it is packaged that way.
I would assume, since they can still perform as Icon, that they would perform their songs and YG would still earn like the royalties.
Yeah,
may or
royalties,
whoever earned before.
YG.
The same way na Hanbin still earns.
I was gonna say, i.e. Hanbin.
Yeah. From Icon performing Love Scenario and all the other songs.
I'm not sure if I was imagining this, but I think I saw it somewhere in my feed then. I think they still have the freedom, pun intended, to perform the Icon songs.
I would think so.
It would be weird as well kasi since they were able to get then. I was gonna say, pun intended, the identity. Oh my God. I mean, even the social media accounts.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to make a new
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Diba?
Even YG, pass it on.
Accounts,
here's the password.
Right.
You guys use it. I guess. Like in my head, that's how they did it.
Exactly.
Ako exactly. din.
Yeah, parang this is kind of unprecedented.
Yeah. Like very smooth.
Oh, eh.
Yung migration was very minimal.
Yeah.
Or ano, it's very seamless, at least for the fans
to absorb
see,
it.
Diba?
Yeah.
Diba? As opposed to, you know, recouping what they've left behind.
Yeah.
It's just
or
absorbing.
Making new accounts and
diba?
You know,
yeah.
oh telling
God.
People
Start
to
over.
Join and follow
Correct.
And subscribe.
Yeah.
yeah. So props to Icon's legal team. Or team of negotiators.
Yeah,
whoever
yeah.
they are.
Yeah.
Right?
And thanks to YG also for being accommodating.
Thanks to all parties.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's money involved. So
oh,
thank
sure.
God
oh, yeah.
they're thank God everyone's rich.
So, I think so. Icon's earned enough for everyone.
Yeah.
We have to take into account na they're supposed to have renewed their contracts ng September. But diba, yun nga, based on our previous episodes, we also had the speculation na so nag-sign na ba sila ulit? That's why they still have activities. So, ibig sabihin, from that point on, and even before September, siguro there's already that silent legal battle of
I think,
what to do next.
I think it's been, it's been going. Actually, when the news came out, December 30, I realized, ayo nga no, I don't know why I was so hung up on a September deadline for a contract. When usually contracts are yearly and literally end in the calendar year. So even if they were negotiating towards a September renewal, that contract would have actually ended December 30 talaga. So I feel like, it would have been going on for months. And then, do you guys remember there was a dinner? They were photographed.
Yeah.
Having dinner with YG or like YG, someone in YG. Yeah. I don't know if it was, that might have been their like
farewell
goodbye,
dinner.
Yeah, their, goodbye dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, amicable divorce. And all parties happy. Which is, super great and more than I think.
Or, you know, we won't go deep into the whole YG fiasco December 30. Pero kasi diba, it was also at the heels of other contract announcements din kasi.
Right.
So, it's also possible na the decision was really made earlier na talaga. But, I guess, I don't know, for shareholder purposes or something like that.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun na, for business purposes, they decided to just lay it on year-end na ganong announcements dire-direcho and a day or two after announce ng bagong group. So, but I won't go into that.
Even when masayang mag-speculate like, baka ito yung ibig sabihin ni Bobby nung K-pop Masters 2. Pero sige. Mahirap na. Baka meron tayong masabi na, oops. So, never mind. Pero and generally, I think the fans welcomed the termination with open arms, to be honest. Most of the iconics, at least in my stan Twitter, happy naman sila. Literal na sumali sila sa hashtag icon freedom party.
I also appreciate the fact na, I guess, added points din to being considerate na hindi rin tayo masyadong nalimbo on what will happen next. Dahil nga, they announce it pretty fast. So I think that also feeded into the fact na yung stan Twitter feed natin was fairly upbeat. Kasi it didn't give enough window then for people to, you know, volley through emotions and, you know, speculate a lot. Kasi merong mga announcements, which again, contributes nga din to our idea na they've been preparing this na, okay, we'll announce it ng ganito.
Right.
It's really scheduled this way. Para lang hindi masyado up in the air, at least for the fans.
Very considerate all around. Great job, PR team as well.
Yes.
Because it went super smoothly.
And speaking of PR, so syempre, given that they signed on a new label, the social media accounts of Icon and even the members are still active. Two things about their social media handles. So first is that Icon's Twitter is now at @iconic_143, which was prior, it's YG_iconic.
Iconic,
So, pinalitan na rin yun. So, parang ngayon, ang lumalabas, it's like, Iconic, I love you.
I didn't realize that.
Oh my God, hindi ka na realize.
Well done. It's really working out.
Very good. Very good 143 label.
Hindi ka na realize.
But I think their Instagram handle is still with Iconic. Which is funny, sorry, may trivia lang ako. So I think, I have a feeling na yung Twitter handle nila, hindi nila mapalitan ng with Iconic. Because there's a fan
kasi
who's actually using
someone
it.
Else?
Yeah.
And with Iconic. So if you're listening to this podcast, kudos, naunahan mo sila.
that person also tweeted na she's willing to give it. Kaso,
right.
I guess,
alam
mo na. Pero,
Wag na lang. Yeah.
So that's the first one. So yung Twitter handle nila is now @withiconic_143. So if you haven't followed Icon yet in Twitter, please do so. And even in their Instagram. So it's @withiconic. So please do follow the boys. And of course, in their social media.
Yeah.
So
I can't remember if their TikTok changed. I'll report back and just tweet.
Okay.
I can't remember. Okay. Actually, I can't remember kung yung handle nila to begin with. But they have TikTok, I will check. But I'm sure all the iconics are more on TikTok than me, so they already know.
Right. So, oo nga, yung TikTok din nila. Tapos, I think yung Weavers account nila, it's very much active. Bobby is always communicating to the fans there. Nag-iiba-iba nga lang ng pangalan tong si Bobby, parang tanga. So, yun. Tapos,
So yung isang big move na ginawa nila, I think the post of their silhouette as six and yes. their caption with one letter per member that spells iconic.
Yeah.
I think it's their way to communicate to the fans na okay lang to, guys. We hear yeah. you, we see you, and we're gonna be continuing as icons. So, pero kayo, nung nakita nyo yon, na-excite ba kayo or ano ba?
Yung sa akin kasi, di ba yung Instagram, hindi siya by time.
Panira eh.
So, I think I saw N first or something. And I, what the hell is this? Thank you again, Twitter feed for, you know, spelling it out for yeah. me. So, I'm not sure about the excitement, but at least, again, supplements na hindi talaga on the limbo. So, you have your official press releases and at the same time, you have these personal posts.
Right. Yeah.
To really supplement and amplify the message na tayo pa rin guys.
Tayo-tayo pa rin na magkikita tayo sa dulo. Ano no, so far, wala pa namang big activities after their announcement of the signing in 143. And then, I think continuous lang yung mga posts nila about their daily life. Like, I think yun yung posted something.
Yes.
I'm not sure with TikTok kasi wala akong TikTok. Kasi si Day ng resident TikTok ano natin.
O nga, parang I haven't seen any from Yunyo.
So baka nga, nagre-restructure sila ng, okay, so ito yung PR plan natin. So baka nandun pa lang sila sa point na yun.
Yeah. Or also taking like a break since
right.
It's a big deal in Korea. I'm not sure. But pahinga.
Yeah, and the fact na, I think they all have their own places na right now. So I guess,
yes.
Uy, oo nga, wala na sila sa
dorm. Another thing, they live separately na. For the first time, right? Since they debuted. Or even since they started training, I guess.
Yeah. Yung dorm nila ngayon, or at least yung last dorm nila, yun yung dorm ng Mix and Match. Tama ba?
Yes.
Oo, yun yata yung dorm ng Mix and Match. Pero naging two-floor siya. Like, the upper floor and the lower floor.
They took the upper floor then.
The clean
so
upper floor and the messy.
Yeah.
Messy lower floor. I think nostalgic yon. Like, if there's like a stray video of them trying to move out the dorm, parang, oh, this is like a very nice way of closing. Kasi diba ganun din yung ginawa nila sa Mix and Match? All the other contestants, they had to like pack their things.
Yeah.
Ang natira lang dun sa dorm would be the Double B and Jenna. Parang, man, the feels.
Yeah.
So, hindi na po natin sila makikita sa Sangsu Station. Kasi wala na doon. Hindi na doon malapit yung dorm nila.
Unless they, well, we don't know where their houses are. If they live in the same
dorm. Dale, are you sure that we do not know where their houses are?
Well, if one of them moved back to their family home, well. But Jinan also posted an Instagram, actually, parang thanking YG and I guess like saying goodbye.
I think, yeah.
And it was actually in front of the bridge, I think, that they always see from their dorm. But I think it's like the Red Bridge.
Okay.
So I wonder if it's connected. They moved out and he was saying thanks and goodbye to YG, which I thought was nice. I think, to be fair, part of the reason why everyone mostly positive feedback on Icon leaving was YG has gotten an increasingly bad reputation about how they have treated Icon, especially over the last few years. So, na-vilify na talaga yung YG.
Right.
And fair enough, there is reason to be upset at them. But also, like, yeah, we can't forget na. I feel like the way Icon started is also owing to not YG necessarily, but the people who worked there and helped them. Which is why, diba, moving to 143 Entertainment, likely they'll be working with people who had left YG also, potentially.
So, kasama ba si manager J-Ho doon? Sana kasama si
Right? I know. So, it was nice.
Yung bodyguard nila na nagjujudo.
The teddy bear.
Oh my God, can I just say na fina-follow ko din siya sa Instagram. Tapos natataka ko minsan, sino ba tong fina-follow ko? Tapos naalala ko, ah, oh nga pala, ito yung isang bodyguard nila. So, yun.
Yeah.
It's really an end of chapter for both Icon and Iconics. And it's nice to have that.
Yeah. But
parang napaka-peaceful.
And then
it's a peaceful and a nice
amicable
for us.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've looked back and have firmly closed a chapter with Icon, we look forward. And thankfully, we already have news of when the next comeback will be, which is on April, which is great. Super exciting. So for sure, the guys are already working already for that. But there's more that's happening. Would you guys like to share what else has happened and will be happening for Icon moving forward? And Hanbin, actually.
Yeah, well, at least for Hanbin, marami siyang ginagawa ngayon.
Sobra.
Marami siyang material ngayon. Admittedly, hindi rin ako masyadong makaka-catch up. Dami niya ring interviews. As marami niya siya yung mindset episode. So I've been seeing din mga good excerpts din sa feed ko. So have a listen then, or I guess have a watch if it's a subtitled thing. Parang nakita ko may subtitle satan in English din. So is it a paid service, yung mindset?
It is. Yeah.
It's the same one that Bobby was in.
Yeah. It's developed by Dive Studios, which is actually, I think, I'm not sure, partly owned by Eric Nam. Yeah. It's very tempting because Hanbin had an Instagram post about the different episodes. Kasi 10 episodes siya.
Yeah.
So, I think Jinan and Bobby also had 10 episodes. So, it's quite tempting kasi in fairness, ang ganda nung mga episode titles nung kay Hanbin.
Yeah. Tsaka madaming introspection based on the...
Right. Alam mo naman excerpts. Kung gano'ng ka-deep si Kuya.
Sobrang inspirational ni Kuya.
He also alluded to the relatively darker part of his career.
Ooh.
So, if you want to go on a deep dive pa, deep dive na nga tayo kay Hanbin, pero deeper dive on
pero
Hanbin's mind.
If you're gonna subscribe naman to that app, I think you'll get access to Bobby's Jenans as well.
Oh.
And even to the previous artists who joined or who had episodes in Mindset. So, I think right now, it's a good buy if you guys are gonna be subscribing. So please do support Hanbin's episodes and Mindset. So,
yeah. This time of year, when it's just the start, you probably have resolutions or goals you wanna achieve this year. What better way than to be inspired by Tiger Bin? Baka hindi siya Tiger Bin doon. We'll see. Let us know if you subscribe.
I'm not sure it's the interview that you sent, Pao. He admitted talaga na kinda nag-iba talaga siya in terms of not really like how he interacts. I think alluding to the fact na iba na siya on how he interacts talaga with the fans. Parang yun yung takeaway ko. Not really a conscious effort, pero he acknowledges then na it's different as opposed to how he is before. So... yeah, very interesting. So, yeah, gobble up all of those material from Hanbin. And then, of course, yung Icon members, marami rin ganap.
For the others, so we have Jenan. I'm not sure kung tapos na siya, but he was a successful musical actor na. So, congratulations, Jenan! So, another, Dane, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, absolutely. So, June has a drama with you and I think the news came out last year pa. Watch out for that. Should be exciting. Congrats in advance.
Who would have thought that it would be June?
Rookie Awards. Rookie Actor Awards.
Chan Woo also had his drama series last year. Pero, of course, that's Chan Woo. Pero, who would have thought that June would be the next one? In
as a
June,
I also didn't expect it.
I mean...
and I wouldn't have put him as the next.
Ang talagang graduate ng parang actor school, di ba si Yun Young?
Si before Yun
Young. Yeah.
So, ayun nangyari. Bakit si June yung naging actor?
He has many more tricks up his sleeve. So,
this boy,
out to be the bias wrecker of everyone else.
Yes, correct.
Full of surprises.
Like a box of chocolates, which he doesn't like.
But and speaking of events, so last January 3 was the birthday of Dongyok, and there were a lot of Cop Sleeve events, meetup events, and even yung mga ads in different places in different countries. So happy birthday kay Dongyok.
Happy birthday!
And also, Chanu's birthday is coming next. So, happy birthday, Chanu. So, hindi namin alam kung kailan lalabas tong episode na to. But we're also gonna be greeting the February celebrant. So, Jinan and Yun Young, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
The Hyungs!
Yes!
I guess before we end this podcast, ending na kami!
Woohoo! Yeah! It really is a new era.
Oo, yeah, hiniwan na talaga. Wala pang isang oras yung recording namin, guys. Nakikita ko yung ngiti ni PD Nim.
I think nag-pay off talaga yung mga previous long episodes natin wherein we digested our feelings. So guys, if you want to know talaga our feelings in terms of how we are right now in our stage of fangirling, what we also think that they would do next, pwede nyo na siyang ibangga with this episode. So please look back. I think it's in episode 23, 25, ano ba? Mm-hmm. And 28. Also the previous one, 28. So may mga big life events yung Icon. I think we also inserted our opinions on what we think would happen. So please go to those episodes if you want to know more on our positions.
Yeah. Nandun na yung whole package reactions namin, guys. So yes. Please do support also Connie's podcast and subscribe to our Spotify and Apple podcast channels. Syempre, kung may plugging yung Icon, syempre kami din, may plugging din maliban sa Connie's podcast, diba? We'll take this opportunity for our listeners to know that, guys, we do have a life outside of Icon. Mukha lang wala, pero meron talaga.
Yeah, so I launched a book that's free to read, a novella on Wattpad in December. It's only gonna be up until, I'm thinking, February. So it's a holiday rom-com. Very quick read, so hope you guys read it. And then in February, so I'm also launching a new story in Wattpad. Again, free to read. So I hope you guys check that out. So if you can subscribe on Wattpad. And also follow me on TikTok. So I'm more active there recently with books and writing, sometimes K-pop. So yes, we'll put it in the show notes for the links and all of that. Yeah.
Yay! So syempre kung may shameless plug si Dane, meron din ako. So PD Nim and I and some friends went to Korea last November and I got so inspired to display my K-pop collection. So finally, nag-commit na ako, guys. May shelf na dun sa room ko ng K-pop stuff. And a friend of mine also challenged me na parang, so if you do have a K-pop shelf, why not like show it to the world since hindi lang naman ikaw yung maka-appreciate niyan and all. So starting this year, I hopefully by the end of January, kasi nagko-collect na ako ng pondo para meron na akong bank of content. So I will be starting a YouTube channel called Puff Print TV. And one of the video series would be Nuna Unbox.
Oh.
So I will be
love it.
So I will be unboxing my K-pop hauls and post it in that YouTube channel. So please follow also Pop Rent TV in YouTube.
Yay!
Yay! Ako naman, may life ako, pero not for public consumption yun. So wala ako ipopromote. Ito lang ako, editing, and then, you know.
Wala bang bagong fanfiction dyan, PD Nim?
Nako, oh, wala talaga. It all lives rent-free in my mind. So, kinapos ko na rin sa utak ko.
Non-transferable.
Kung meron lang akong pwede diktahan to write it for me. So
yan, guys, if you wanna volunteer.
Yeah, oo, sabihin ko na lang lahat ng prompts ko. Ngayon, dami nangyari. Especially for Icon, diba?
Bayaran nyo na lang si PD Nim para dun sa brilliant prompts niya. Kasi guys, seriously, yung mga prompts ni PD Nim is like,
yeah, at saka, alam, and of course, the greatest motivator is money. So, you know, if you pay me
for the right
subscription service, though.
Yeah.
If you guys are curious how good the prompts are, you can listen to two of our episodes. Yes. So we actually had an episode like Icon Film Festival. Oh my goodness, yung mga prompts doon. Pwedeng pang Netflix, Disney Plus inspired series.
Yan yung mga panahon na hindi pa upgraded yung mga equipment.
Iisang mic lang kami noon. Ngayon, tatlo na yung mic namin. Ganyan. So, sana naman, Spotify, i-monetize mo na yung podcast namin, di ba? Para naman kumita kami ng konti. So, anyway, we hope that you like our episode today. And also, guys, napansin nyo ba bago yung intro at outro namin? Because all we need is freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah. Temporary lang to. Take note, temporary for this episode.
Should we make a new one for the next episode? Let us know. If there's a next episode.
Or maybe maybe we should raise a poll. Like, yeah. Ano yung gusto ninyong bagong song? Huwag nating pahirapan si PDNM, guys, ha?
I think it would really depend kung kailan yung next one then. What an auspicious timing din na this is episode 29. Alam mo yung tipong, di pa tayo umabot ng episode 30 para malinis yung pang
still
round
in our
off.
20s.
Yeah, I know. Yung pag round off natin nung career ng Icon Other YG. Pero anyway, there's a lot of hints of very specific things to come. So, handa na rin natin yung pera natin. So, malamang magkakaroon din ng episodes yung celebration of those moments then.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys can also expect that whenever there's something with Icon, we'll be very much present and supporting the boys. And of course, even Hanbin. So that's it. And thank you so much for listening to Connie's podcast. We'll see you guys kung kailan man yung next episode, whenever that is. But we hope that you will stick around. So see you guys. Bye!
All we need is freedom!
Thank you!
Thank you!
감사합니다, 여러분.
감사합니다. 에이.